The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money. Financial Guys. It's the Financial Guys radio program. It's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. Registered representatives with Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Now, live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Mitzi Moo, the Yorkie Fox Terrier, in with us. A guard dog. She put on a pound, though. We had a vet appointment this morning. Put on a pound over the... She went from 7.5 to 8.5. So.
Ooh, yeah, it's old age. Happens to the best of us, Mitty.
Yeah, that's like, what, did you walk her this winter? I'm like, well, you know, it's global warming.
She still has all her paws on, right? I mean, no toes are missing. No, yeah. I didn't walk her.
By the way, in yet more proof of global warming, we may get hit with an ice storm. So stay tuned to News Radio 930 WBN. I know it's spring. I know, but it's global warming. It's just climate change. Sorry. Climate change. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about today. We have some special guests on for the second half of the show. Always an open mic session. So if you want to hop on board, do it early, 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236. And 3930, if you'd like to text us, 3930. Love the text, love the support, and love the phone calls here at on WBEN. And if you have questions about you and your money, of course, we're the Financial Guys. We'd be happy to entertain those questions. Every week somebody says, oh, you guys don't talk enough money. Well, call them with your questions. So we'd be happy to do our best to... And navigate you through the financial world. Certainly been a pretty choppy 2018, and we understand you may have some financial questions. So, again, hop on board, 803-0930-930 on his cell phone and 1-800-616-9236.
All that global warming is the excuse that we're having for the lousy roads in Western New York. Mm. I don't know if anybody followed this week.
Yeah, we had a little Twitter war this week with Mr. Pulling Cars.
Yeah, who still, by the way, is not picked the date to come on the show. So, yeah.
Well, on Twitter, he was big guys. Like, oh, I'm coming on the show. I'll talk. And then we said, well, okay, great. We'll call you Monday. And we called him Monday a few times, and he has not responded.
We're still trying to get a date together.
Yeah. Any day now, though.
Any day. Well, here's the thing, right? So I've challenged him to discuss the results of liberal progressive policies, not only in Western New York, but, you know, he can pick, you know, California, wherever.
Pick a place. Yeah, California, Detroit,
whatever, New York,
Venezuela, you know, wherever.
Yeah, you tell me where those policies of tax and spend are working. I mean, look at California, and you've gotten the exact opposite. We talked about this last week, right?
Yeah.
The what's supposed to be the liberal utopia of California, they have a supermajority in the legislature, and they have the governorship. So basically, it's a liberal paradise there. Anything that they want to pass, they can pass.
That's right.
What has been the results of those liberal policies is the highest income disparity of any state in the country. Yeah. Remember they said that?
They're going to close the gap.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they're going to close the gap.
But they're going to fix poverty. They have the highest poverty rate in the country. 1 out of 4 people are in poverty.
Very loving, by the way. The very loving liberal left out there, but these uber rich, any day now they're going to redistribute their own wealth. Any day they're going to go over that 10th city and say, come on into my house, move in. I'm worth $20 million. Here's a million or two of it. Any day now.
So it's when you look at California, we were out there in January, San Diego, the roads are crumbling. So I'm confident when I look at the roads in Western New York, it's not just the potholes, folks. We have more than just potholes. Roads are crumbling.
Yeah, the
right?
bridges are disgusting. Disgusting.
Well, when I drive from Gunnville, I come in from down Worley Avenue into the office, and Worley between Transit and the Lancaster Speedway is a disaster. It's like a third world country.
Pick a road.
The road is like it's just crumbling. It's not potholes. It's the road is simply just disintegrating.
And it's a combination of the local municipalities as well as the dysfunction of New York State, right? It's a combination of both. I'll tell you, I'm out in Alma, East Aurora area, and they just bought a very nice piece of equipment, $300,000, to move salt, and the old one worked just fine.
Yeah, well,
guess what? My road looks like a road from Amish buggies are not safe on my road, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just my road out there. It's a bunch of roads out there. $300,000 would have paved a few of them.
Well, and then, they talk about, it's just a rural road. We have to focus on the – that was one of the things that Poland Cars, when he talked in his interview, we have to look at the count of how many cars are – I'm pretty sure a lot of cars are traveling on Worley Avenue.
Yeah.
This is
a
pretty big road.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about some – backcountry road in, Boston or something, a little tiny whatever. I'm talking about, Transit, Worley Avenue, Genesee Street. I mean, a lot of these, are just and here's the thing. He did this interview, and we'll play a clip maybe later in today's show. He talked the entire interview and even the previous day about, it's simply been too cold.
It's cold.
Right?
It's cold.
It's too cold. We can't, we can't patch the
holes.
And
by the way,
Paul,
it's your party who said global warming. How could it possibly be cold? But
well, he ran on a platform of infrastructure improvement.
That's right.
Which hasn't improved, right?
No.
So he runs not to interrupt you, but he runs on a platform of improving the infrastructure.
No, it's been worse. It's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
And hey, hello, Poland Cars. We're in a bull market.
That's right.
Things
well,
are good
now.
Things are good.
So then he turns on a dime and says, I could raise your taxes.
Mm.
Right? How come they never say that when they're doing things like, I don't know,
running
the development
for election?
Of like the Inner Harbor or
yeah, that's right.
Building the reflecting pool or the $5 million they want to pump into this vacant central terminal?
How about the answer is you cut some of the welfare out and use it to help the roads and bridges? How about that?
Just run it efficiently. Here's what Poland Cars did. He put in place liberal progressive policies, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fund the arts. We're going to fund social program and that social. And at the end of the day, whether it's New York, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's San Diego, California, or any other liberal paradise, at the end of the day, they simply don't have enough money left for the critical functions of government because they're wasting all of our tax dollars on Medicaid, on a bloated government, water authority, and just a huge number of bureaucrats, government workers. Look at how many government workers New York and California have versus a place like a Texas.
Yep.
And again, California talked about it's supposed to be, this is where liberal policies are put in place without challenge.
It's paradise.
There is no challenge.
It's
and
paradise.
By every measure, by every single measure of what liberals claim to want to fix is exactly what's wrong with California.
Yeah. And they make it worse.
They make it worse.
We're going to close the wealth gap. They make it worse.
It's worse.
We're going to fix the roads and bridges. They make it worse.
That's right. Yep. Absolutely.
Let me read.
It's crazy. They have high crime, right? They have a high crime. They're letting prisoners out of jail. They have the highest debt load. Now, somebody sent me a tweet. You don't know what you're talking about. Governor Brown came out and they have a $6 million surplus. Yeah, this year, because they just raised taxes.
Right.
Okay, so let me tell you how – just let me explain this to you liberals for a second. If you raise taxes initially, revenue goes up. But then it drops right off.
Yeah.
Because what happens is people
they put
their house up for sale.
Yeah, they move.
Right, and they go to Nevada or Texas or Arizona
or
some friendlier place.
Absolutely.
And then the tax rates plummet.
Which,
me in 2 years.
On a national level is good news for conservatives, bad news for Democrats. Because if you look at the states where people are moving and where the voting power is going to go, it's going to continue to go to states like Tennessee and Texas.
Yep.
Let me read some of these texts that came in. If this global warming gets any worse, it will next start snowing on the 4th of July.
we're not there yet.
We just banned plastic bags in Erie County, this ice storm would not have even been forecasted. I love it. Let's play Mr. Poland Cars' clips here, by the way. It was too cold. And by the way, you have to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And I say you have to because This week was a great week on Twitter, and we went back and forth with Mr. Poloncarz, and you got to watch some of the comments from some of these liberal lefts, and a lot of the stuff we posted on our Facebook page is ammunition for you to go after your left-wing friends. So
before you play the clip, it's just a real funny thing on Twitter. I was going back and forth with somebody who was not Poloncarz, but somebody else, and I said, listen, you name me one place in the world where liberal progressive policies are working that's not a tiny Scandinavian
country.
We're
off. Something happened here.
What do you mean we're happened? Well, hello.
All right. If you can hear me, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but I don't think we've got anything here. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Potholes are everywhere. I live in the city of Buffalo, as you all know, and there's potholes all over the city of Buffalo. So all we can do is put cold patch on until we get to a point where the hot asphalt opens up, and then we can go out there and then we could raise taxes.
By the way, sorry about that. Apparently, we were on the air, but my personal headphones. And what Glenn and I will do, and we decide about 30 seconds before the show, one of us will play host. And today I'm playing host, so just the host means bringing you back in and out of the breaks. And my my whatever, I plugged into Terminal 3 here, and that just went dead. So I apologize.
We got it fixed. But, well, if I can just finish the story real quick. So I was on Twitter, and we're going back and forth, and I just said to somebody who tried to defend Mark Poloncarz with the liberal progressive policies, I said, you know, go out and you tell me where in the world that's not a tiny Scandinavian country, because they always come back with, well, it's working great in Finland.
Well, and
Finland, which is the population of Rhode Island.
And
right?
Typically that catches up. They said the same thing about Venezuela. And then 3 years later, nobody can even get toilet paper there. Yeah.
Right. So I said, name one place in the country where those policies, liberal progressive policies, are working. You'll never guess. The best this clown could come up with was Minnesota, because Minnesota, although it does lean left, it is being run by Democrats currently. Minnesota was run by libertarians and conservatives for the 20 years preceding, like the last five or six. So, and I would say places like Wisconsin, Minnesota, although Governor Walker's doing a great job in Wisconsin, you know, to bust up the unions and things like that. For the most part, places like, you know, I went to Michigan State, so I spent a lot of time in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Michigan is a very unique place. It's very libertarian. I wouldn't call Michigan conservative. I wouldn't call it liberal. Mm-hmm. Michigan has a lot of both. Michigan is very conservative when it comes to things like their gun laws, right? It's very easy to get concealed carry permits and things like that. They're conservative when it came to putting gay marriage on the referendum. They shot that down. Of course, it ended up going through the court system and being approved. But when it was on the ballot, they voted against it. More conservative, right? But when it comes to things like drugs, right? They have a medical marijuana law in Michigan. So that's the liberal side. So places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota are very similar, right? There's parts of it that are libertarian. In fact, you had a libertarian running Minnesota in Jesse the Body Ventura, if you remember, mm-hmm. for many years.
That's right.
So, I wouldn't say – but I just found it funny because it's like, well, look at Minnesota. There's a success story. Like, all right, dude, seriously? If that's the best you can come up – they never say, look at California. And the sad thing is that, you know, Kamala Harris, who wants to run for president, she thinks that we should be, you know, California, liberals say California is the model that we should be employing across the country.
And let me tell you something, it is a mess. Take a ride out there. There is a lot of wealth and there's a lot of poor people. Let's play that clip again. We'll go to the phone lines. By the way, you want to hop on board.
Is that the right clip, though? Because that clip seemed like it was cut.
Was it cut? 803.
Don't doctor the clip. I mean, you can cut it down, but don't doctor it. Make sure it's, you know, well, I could go out and raise your taxes part in that clip.
Yeah, let's play the whole thing. How long is the clip, by the way? If it's a minute or two, let's play it.
The whole thing is a lot longer.
Oh, is it?
No, just play that clip again, but make sure it's not, like, cut to take words out of context or anything.
I got to get it back up.
All right. By the way, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. This is the place where money meets politics. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. If you need our help throughout the week, folks, whether it's retirement planning, estate planning, we have an in-house estate planning attorney, a wealth advisor, so licensed to do trust, wills, healthcare proxies, power of attorneys, but understands the financial side of it. Later in the show, April Hartloff will be joining us. We're going to talk insurance and healthcare insurance, Medicare. If you're turning 65 and you're within 3 or 4 months of turning 65, We use our independent team as a resource. It's a free consultation. So pop into the office. Again, 633-1515. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at FinGuys and our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget the THE. You want to text us here, 3930. And again, if you want to hop on board, 803-0930-930. Did Poland Cars get rid of the bed bugs yet? I don't know. That's a good question.
The other one's good, too. Tonawanda Creek Road, County Road, has caved into the creek, and it's been closed for 4 years now. Still waiting for it to be repaired. That's what I'm talking about.
I know. That's exactly and there's nothing you can do with that. And then you hear comments like this. Well, and you were going back and forth on Twitter with them this week.
More money and more time.
Well, it's cold. Once it's warm, we'll fix it. You're not going to fix it. You're going to patch it, right? And you're going to make it look like garbage again and patch it. And then, what do you want to do? Raise your taxes? No, you know what I want you to do? I want you to cut the garbage expenses out. I want you to cut the size of government, and I want you to do what government was meant for, which is our roads, bridges, and that's just about it. Because everything else, and including that, you've been a miserable failure on. Let's go out to the phone lines here. We'll fit in Chris in Buffalo. Chris, how are you? Chris, you're live on News Radio 930 WBN. You with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I was just listening, and I heard you bring up the Poland Cars comment. And I was actually listening to the radio the morning he was on, and I about went through the roof.
Me too.
Yeah, a joke. Well, what do you want to do, raise your taxes? No, I want you to run government the way it's supposed to be.
It's hilarious to me. The first thing that these people go to whenever they're put to a spot is, well, I can just steal more of your money.
That's right.
So you better be quiet.
Yeah, that's right. You better shut up or I'll raise your taxes. Is that what you want?
That's
sit down.
And what I want to know is, why do we give people this kind of power to make laws? And to, I mean, because basically what they're doing is stealing money. There's no way that they don't have enough money in the state with the amount of taxes they take from us.
How could, Chris, also point, it's not a money problem, it's a spending problem. But when you take a step back and think about the record amount of taxes collected, right, state taxes, sales tax, Erie County sales tax, don't forget, shall we not forget that, you know, we get money back from the federal government that was set aside from the gas tax to fix our roads and bridges, right? And, you know, miraculously, we have an office in Florida, and their roads look just fine. They look beautiful. So somehow they make it happen on the money they receive back from the federal government through the gas tax. Our roads should be paved in gold. Yeah. It should be paved. They should be paved every year. We should be repaving them every year.
Yep.
The way I see it is when you have a spending problem with other people's money, that's called theft.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
couldn't
it's
agree
socialism,
more.
Really.
Socialism.
It's, when I heard that interview, I was listening to it on the way to the office this week. I literally pulled over and had to tweet him right away because I was so disgusted that he would say something so ignorant like, well, I guess I could just raise your taxes. Yeah. You know, it's just amazing to me.
On how he can do it.
Yeah.
This is what we can do. We can get a bunch of people from all the communities around, get companies represented, figure out who's the lowest contract we could pay. We could get rid of this.
Chris. My friend. Chris, do you know what he's done to the construction bidding on county projects? Are you aware of what he's done?
Not fully.
Oh, boy. So what Poland Cars did earlier this year, or maybe it was late last year, is he put a decree out that basically forces contractors. We have a lot of contractors as clients. It forces contractors to have a certain percentage of their labor has to be from what he considers to be economically depressed zip codes in the city of Buffalo.
I'm sure those are well-qualified folks.
We're going to do a whole, we're going to do a whole show on this. You know what? I talked to a friend of mine who's a contractor. Here's what he said. He goes, Glenn, not only is it about impossible to get these guys to even show up for work, it's impossible to find these guys, but because more importantly, he goes, all I can do is basically tell them to go sit in the corner because they're a risk. They're not most of them are not qualified. So I'm just getting bodies to be on the payroll so I can pay them to basically carry the water cooler because I can't get them to work on a construction project with my other crew because I'm worried about one of them getting injured. Like, this is a serious, serious thing when you're working on, you know, whether it be road construction or otherwise. Well, now, if you don't have the right percentage of employees from these economically depressed zip codes, you can no longer bid on county jobs. guess what's going to happen to the county job costs? I wonder.
I wonder. Let's see. Let me give you a better example of total incompetence in local government. This was 4 days ago in the Buffalo News. City spends $523,600 to renovate a home that's now for sale for $137,000.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Unreal. You cannot make up this type of stupidity, yet we continue to vote these clowns in office time and time and time again. Hey, thanks for joining us, Chris.
You know, the thing drives me nuts with liberals, and this is every single one of them, is they always want to be judged on efforts only.
Right.
They never want to be judged on results.
On results. Never
it's
results.
It's always about efforts.
Yep.
And when they don't achieve the results that they wanted to, despite their best efforts, it's always about, well, we needed more money or we needed more time.
That's right. Right?
It's never, well, maybe we should have put this in the private sector. Maybe we went down the wrong path. Maybe we were inefficient on getting this done. No. It's, well, if I just had more money, or if I just had more time.
That's right.
Look at welfare reform. Look at the war on poverty.
That's right. The war on poverty we've been fighting for 60 years.
How much more time do you
want? Right. Yeah, right.
I mean, for 50 years we've been fighting the war on poverty. What do we have?
Yeah.
More of it.
That's right.
More poverty, right?
It's a joke.
More broken homes, more single-parent households, you know, more inner-city decay than we've had in 50 years, I mean, 50 years ago. Why? Because of liberal progressive policies of tax and spend without any regard for the actual outcomes that we're trying to achieve. If liberals were honest with themselves and everybody else in the country, they would take a serious look at the policies that they're put in place and what the outcomes of those policies were. And that's what I challenge polling cars to. Come on the radio and you pick Mike, pick me, pick either of us, put both of us, one of us, I don't care. But let's talk about where conservative policies are being implemented and what the results of those policies are. And then let's look at the policies of liberal progressive policies, and let's look at the results of where those are. And I think if you're honest with yourself, it's a startling difference. It's clear as a bell.
Yep. We got to take a quick break here. We'll continue with the phone calls, 803-0930-930. We've got Tony and Brian up on deck. And we'll continue to take your text, 3930. Mike Lomas, Glen Eagle Financial Guys, News Radio 930, WBEN. By the way, like us on Facebook. Oh, we forgot to talk about the pothole contest. We'll get back. We're going to do a little bit of a pothole contest on our Facebook page. So stick with us here, News Radio 930, WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glen Wiggle Financial Guys. Place where money meets politics, folks. And we have a lot of fun with this show. If you need our team throughout the week, Monday through Friday, we do manage money for a living, retirement planning, estate planning, social security planning, college planning. We have a team of certified folks, certified social security claiming strategist, Mike Hayflick, certified college planning advisor. We have a certified divorce financial analyst. We've got a chartered financial analyst. We have a certified financial planner in Abby Gwynn. So a team of folks that are certified, and if you need our help, that Medicare planning. We have AHIP certified Medicare folks, independent Medicare folks. We have a number of different professionals that can help you. So use our team as a resource, 633-1515, 633-1515. And I got a text too. County executive is having a briefing. Right, so we may be interrupted here shortly. And
goody! I hope he lines up the boats again in case there's flooding.
He's doing it on purpose at this time to break into the Financial Guy Show. I'm sure he is.
I'm sure he is. Remember the time though? We had I think it was 2014 or something. I got 6 feet of snow at all that I couldn't get out of the house to hunt all week.
Yeah.
And then by Friday, they were talking about the big thaw and the big flooding. I'll never forget. Here's polling cars. What a joke. Standing in front of all these boats. Some of these boats are 35-foot boats with twin 150 horse or 250 horse motors on it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, they're expecting flooding. Are you taking these boats down Genesee Street? I would have expected some flat bottom boats or maybe something like that.
Canoes.
He's bringing in boats they were using in the Hudson, river or in the Inner Harbor something. It's just craziness.
Think big.
What a joke. And of course, we didn't have any flooding, right? No. So it was a giant waste of time. I tell you what, though, that's one case where that was the time, that was that storm right there just really goes to show, how ineffective these people are. They had no clue what to do. The only thing positive I can say about it would be to Byron Brown. And I'll give Byron Brown kudos because he was the only one that was actually giving information out. He was saying, listen, we're clear
like,
down
this
to this
road.
This
road is clear.
Here.
Right.
We're down to here. By 5 o'clock, we expect to get to here.
Yeah, he actually had a game plan together. Byron had a game plan
together. Pretty good job.
Yeah, I do too.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
Pulling cars, not
I
so
do
much.
Too. By the way, he will not call us back either, but.
No, but.
Yeah. Let's go back out to the phone lines here. 803-0930-930. Let's welcome Tony and Clarence. How are you, Tony?
Great. You guys are very informative. I appreciate your show. Please specifically tell me, if you could, what should be cut from the budget that you see as fat and not needed, and what departments would you, I have two questions, what departments could be privatized? My second question is...
We're talking Fed or state?
We're talking state, right?
That's my second question. Why don't we have a federal-level infrastructure bill? We are told that there are 50,000 bridges in the United States that are falling apart. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have a federal infrastructure bill so that we could have some progress made?
Well, let's start out with the state, Tony, okay? Let's start out there, okay? I'll just throw some stuff out, and then I'm sure Glenn has a million other things he'll want to add to it. I would first start out with the totally asinine commercials we ran. I think we spent $100 million for commercials for Startup New York. Waste of time. Come here. New York's open for business. Nobody came, right? I would also start with the $1 billion we gave to Tesla to set up a warehouse where they lied to us and said they were going to make these incredible panels, groundbreaking panels. Guys with a brain in their head like Mike and Glenn said, that's going to be a joke. Sure enough, we were right. So there's a billion. How about the $445 million we gave in Hollywood giveaways, or the $385 million we just threw into the slush fund? Or how about Cuomo's free college plan? Or how about the 126 separate welfare programs we have where people can sit at home and do absolutely nothing and make $45,000 a year?
How about IBM?
How about IBM? How about the Syracuse plant that's now vacant? How about this one? $200 million to the Trail to Nowhere. How about the $15 million we gave to Gondola? Tony, how long do you have?
Yeah, really.
How long do you have, Tony? Because we could probably sit here the entire show and talk about the wasteful spending in this state. And so that's just a start, Tone. I don't know. How many billions of dollars did I just round up here? And my road looks like it's in a third world country, and I'm not alone.
Right.
By the way, the contest, you need to go to our Facebook page. We're going to pick the top five worst roads in Western New York.
Pictures. And get top five pictures. You got
top five pictures. And we're going to give you $100 each. So, yeah, your road will stink, but at least you'll be able to have a happy hour party with your neighbors. The top five. So go to our Facebook page. We want the
pictures.
And the top five will give you each $100. And by the way, the point of this is we're going to round up all the pictures and send them to polling cars. So
please do
that. Even if you don't think, maybe my road isn't the best, go to our Facebook page, post them. We're going to bundle them all up and send them over to Mr. Polling Cars.
Tony dropped out,
by the way. After Tony, I got to the $1 billion warehouse, he dropped off.
I'll give you one last one that I would cut, and that would be the legislators' salaries. That's what I would cut.
Oh, yeah, the ones that they just got a raise for?
They're making $100,000 a year for a part-time position.
Yeah.
If you go out to, like, Nebraska, they make, like, $15,000 a year, right?
Yeah.
There's so much from just the welfare to waste. Look, here's the thing. If government spending is what drove economic growth, then Western New York would look like the economic
engine of
the world,
Instead, this is the good time after getting billions of dollars from the state, and we're growing at half the pace of the rest of the country. It's a joke. Thanks for the call, Tony.
Yeah,
I don't know if you were trying
to do
an I got you moment, but you embarrassed yourself. Brian and Clarence, how are you, buddy? Brian, you with us?
Oh, yes. Hi, guys. Hey, I live out there in Clarence. I live in the north end of Clarence. The number one road, probably county road, is the Tonawanda Creek Road. About 12 years ago, it caved in west of my road where it ends into Tonawanda Creek Road. It took them 5 years before they even started to fix it. It opened back up.
Well, they got to do a study, Brian. You got to study that.
Yeah. And that's the east side of my road about 5 years ago, and it caved in again. It's been caved in now for about 5 years, and you can't use the road.
Well, it's the weather.
But we have a canal downtown. But yes, the weather.
That's right.
If it was just a little bit warmer,
a little warmer, Brian.
If it wasn't so cold right now, they would be to work on that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But because the blacktop is frozen, and the blacktop company can't open right now in the southern part of the county.
Yeah.
He goes, well, we can't. It's too cold in the southern part of the county. What is it? Was the northern part of the county like Florida? I mean, seriously. There's so many ignorant statements in that 1 3-minute interview that I could pick it apart for five shows.
And Brian, when you look at Clarence specifically, your taxes are relatively low in comparation to everybody else.
So
you're not a priority yet.
I just got the notice in the mail 2 weeks ago. My appraisal's gone up $35,000.
Well, you should be happy. Your home is worth more, Brian.
That's right.
I'm sure you could sell it for more.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'll see you down in Florida, Brian, in a few years, buddy.
We were talking about it the other night.
Oh, yeah. That's the number one question we get in our office every day is, are you licensed in Florida, Texas, Tennessee? And the answer is yes. And the answer is our office in Florida is big, and it's not because of we do get clients. We've got a lot of financial planners there that are from Florida, but most of it is relocating from New York to Florida. So, hey, thanks for the call, Brian. Hey, post that on our Facebook page, okay?
You could be a winner.
We're going to give away $100, top five. Get $100. It's not going to fix your road, but it will host a happy hour party for your neighbors. So,
yeah, just if I could on the taxes going up out there. Do you have a minute?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. What's going on out there is they're just going around the town reappraising everybody's house. And they tell you to find five houses similar that have sold in your neighborhood. And I did. My house is a two-bedroom house. It's a 2,100-square-foot house. But meanwhile, the 3,000-square-foot houses down the road with four bedrooms and three bathrooms are selling for about $80,000 less than what the town is appraising them for.
Yeah.
$80,000 less than my house. You know, so yeah. I've done that, and so we're going to go to battle on that in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You shouldn't have to, right?
No.
This is the ripoff that is Erie County taxes, property taxes. They appraise your home knowing that it's overappraised, right? It's overvalued on the appraisal, right? So that they can jack up your taxes. Because they know that only one out of, like, 50 people are actually going to fight it.
That's right.
So good on you for fighting it, Brian.
Yep.
I give you a lot of credit. And go get them and give them hell. That's what I say.
You know, they deny you when you fight it, and then you have to ask for the next step.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, you can go out and hire an attorney. Hey, thanks for the call, Brian. Good call. Let's see here. How about the $100 million stolen from the gasoline tax fund for maintaining our roads and bridges to build endless miles of bike paths that go to nowhere? Absolutely. I mentioned that one as well, too. Does New York State have a $4.5 billion deficit because it don't spend enough money or because we spend too much? Our listeners are great. Let's take a real quick break here. We've got Mark, Gary, and John up on deck. 803-0930-930. You're listening to the Financial Guys here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at FinGuys. And, of course, our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you have specific financial questions, if you think like us, you want to interview our team, whether it's Medicare planning, retirement planning is really our core. But we've got a number of different departments. I'll tell you, fastest growing ones, 401k plan. If you are a small, medium-sized business, you have a 401k plan. Health insurance. We're going to be joined later in the show by April Hartloff. Health insurance is a huge problem. It's a huge cost. And it's one of the biggest concerns now in retirement planning. We have a health insurance division. So Medicare, retirement planning, estate planning, Social Security planning, college planning, divorce planning. Use our team as a resource. We're comprehensive, and we work as a team. 633-1515. We come back. I guess it did turn into a pothole show. You got to follow us on Twitter, by the way. It was great. Glenn really is really in control of the Twitter account, and he was awesome at it all week. So you got to follow us on Twitter, at FinGuys. We'll be back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back, News Radio 930 WBEN, and stick with News Radio 930 WBEN for any breaking news. I think top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Tim Wanger, is that right, we think? I know Poland Cars will be at 4, I guess there's a city briefing at 2 o'clock, so stick with us. And of course, all the weather, with the continued global warming, we are maybe going to get hit with an ice storm, so... So at this pace, maybe we'll see summer by, late June, early July, somewhere in there. So I'm hoping. 803-0930-930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. We're going to have some special guests on in the second hour. We'll talk banking and insurance. Let's, what do you think, clean up the phone lines here, Glenn?
Yeah, why don't we?
We got a full bank. So let's go in order here. Let's welcome Mark in Tonawanda. How are you, Mark?
Hi, guys. Boy, did you open up a store today, huh?
I know.
No doubt.
I'm a long-time listener, and this is a first-time call only because of the what has happened to me this week. As I was driving on the moon in my local neighborhood.
Sorry, Mark, we cut you off. Our mics will, when we laugh or talk, it'll actually cut you off. So we're going to give you a second.
Driving on the moon is just priceless. I love it.
All right, start over, Mark. Sorry.
So as I was driving on the moon in my neighborhood, guess what I got?
Huh?
A ticket for unsafe driving.
Get out of here. What, you were trying to avoid the potholes?
Absolutely.
Unreal. That is a total joke. Shame on that police officer, by the way. There's a lot of good police officers out there. Shame on that police officer.
Yeah, and I tried to do it safely and explain to them. I pay a gas tax. I pay a state tax. I pay income tax. I pay a property tax. And now the Poland car says maybe I should pay a few more taxes.
It's a total, absolute joke. The infrastructure is crumbling, and they've got no excuse for it. Nothing. Nothing. No answer. Cuomo's not cutting anything. His answer is more taxes up in
Albany. Building windmills offshore.
Yeah,
his
answer
is
to open up a windmill company. Yeah. And considering the track record of Tesla, and by the way, we won't get to it, but Tesla's got all kinds of rotting inventory out in wherever they are, California. It's a joke. A total joke. Yeah. Hey, take a picture of it, Mark. Post it on our Facebook page. We're going to give $100 to the top five, each $100. And I know it's not going to fix your road, but, again, you might be able to have a happy hour and laugh over it with your neighbors.
Yeah, it might go to help.
You know what you could do? Here's what you can do. If you did win the $100, you can put the beers in the hole and with some ice.
There you go.
Or I can pay my traffic ticket.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
That's
you can
right.
Pay your traffic ticket.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Post it on our Facebook page. Thanks for the call,
Thanks.
Buddy.
Guys. Somebody just texted in. Last Wednesday, the KFC in front of the Walmart in Springville parking lot was being paved. It was cold, and last I heard, this was the South Sounds.
Well, let's see here. What is the difference between KFC and Walmart? Oh, private company. Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, so apparently, maybe Mr. Polenkars, you should reach out to Walmart and KFC because they found the special tar.
They found the blacktop company that actually was open. Because he goes, well, they're not even open and producing blacktop right now to South Towns.
No.
And nobody told the Walmart or the KFC, I guess.
Yeah.
They didn't get the memo.
The Springville's in the South Towns, right?
Last I checked.
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue with the phone lines here. Gary in Williamsville. How are you, Gary?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
If Karl Marx Polenkars would spend a little bit less time reading the Communist Manifesto and actually read the news, there is going to be a 20% cut in SNAP benefits. So that means he'll have a 20% cut in the number of people drinking taxpayer money, and he can pave the roads with that money.
There you go. I'm sure he'll find a way to squander it in some way.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a priority, roads and bridges. You know what's a priority? Equal pay for men and women, and you know how that'll go. However they try to fix that, they'll just make it worse, number one. Number two, he's worried about plastic bags.
Do you know what the biggest business in Erie County is?
Government?
The poor. We spend more money on the poor.
Absolutely. The welfare is out of
really
control.
Which technically makes a government.
Yeah. The disincentive to work here is beyond anything we've ever seen, right? There's 126 separate programs, 126, and the benefits go up to 45 or 46 grand per participant. It is an absolute joke.
Yep. No doubt.
Thanks for the call, Gary.
Thanks
see you, buddy.
For the call. All right. Another good text. A question, really. I'm 71 years old. Is there any advantage to putting my 401k distribution into a Roth IRA? Well, you couldn't do that unless you had earned income.
That's
so
right. Got to be working.
You got to be working. Yeah, you got to have earned income to be able to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Sounds like you're not using it. And I'll tell you, we've had a bunch of clients that end up not using their distribution. And if you're healthy enough and your intent is to leave money to the next generation, there are things you can do to maximize your estate. So we do a lot of distribution planning in our office. We actually are one of the few firms that have a licensed financial planner/attorney that understands not only the benefits of wills, healthcare proxies, all that stuff, trust planning, but he also understands what to be careful of on the financial side. So if you need our team, 633-1515.
Yeah, and we can show you how to, Roth IRA is tax-free, but we can also show you how to create a tax-free legacy out of that distribution for your heirs if that's what you're interested in. So
yes.
633-1515.
Let's continue with the phone lines here. Let's welcome Darcy in Youngstown. How are you, Darcy?
Hey, I'm doing great. God bless you guys. You're a lot of fun. You're a little bright spot in a kind of gloomy situation in Western New York. And I'm not talking about the weather. What I think you guys are the perfect people to ask this question of. If there was a path, in my 50s, I am poised to do what I need to do to live on my income, and that may mean moving out of state. I lived out of state for 28 years, moved back to New York State. I love it here. I love many parts of the culture. I love the four seasons. But I can't justify planning to stay here, as I age.
Yeah, it makes it tough, right? I mean, it makes it tough, especially a lot of folks living on a disposable income. Just the state tax alone. The state tax alone, right there.
Yeah.
Right.
And the property tax. The property tax is prohibitive. We shopped around communities and chose accordingly to the lowest property tax rate, which happened to be Youngstown in this area, and it's still really confiscatory. I guess I'm begging you guys to give me a reason to stay.
I can't give you one, Darcy. I really can't. I mean, I'll give you one. The people. The people are awesome here. They really are. And I'll tell you, we spend a lot of time down in South Florida. And the weather is beautiful there, but there are a lot of ignorant people there. I'll just call it how it is. When you turn your left turn signal on in South Florida, they do not let you in. And that is very aggravating to me. So I would say the one thing here is the people. The other thing is we do need people here that continue to fight. But it is more and more depressing every single year when we continue to send people back like Andrew Cuomo or Mr. Poloncarz, and everything out of their mouth is, how can I take more of your money without cutting expenses? Because we all know the size of government is so darn bloated here. They just can't find one thing to cut, and they can't fix the roads and bridges and the things that they're actually supposed to be doing.
Right. Think about this. The budget for New York is twice that of Florida.
Twice.
With less people.
Twice with less people.
Twice.
Twice.
Two times.
Twice. And I'll tell you, the roads and the bridges there are nice. And I don't want to hear about all the snow. It snows in Pennsylvania. We do a lot. We've got an office in Pittsburgh. We've got partners in Pittsburgh. Their roads are way better than they are here. And they get just as much cold weather as we get here.
I was just in Pittsburgh to see Diamond and Silk, and that was a lot of fun. Great city. Yeah. I would love to see someone take the initiative in one of the towns and make it like a magnet for people, where if they could get the town council to lower the property tax super significantly, I think that could work. I think people would pour into whatever town that was, whether it was Amherst or Youngstown.
I think
you're right. The problem is it's the state mandates.
That's right.
It's Albany, right?
That's right.
So Albany forces the counties to spend money on things like Medicaid, which is a huge chunk of the property taxes. So a lot of mandates, they call unfunded mandates, that are coming down from the state are things the county has to spend money on and the municipalities have to spend money on. So you've got to fix it from top to bottom and bottom to top. You can't just have, a Republican enclave inside of a liberal paradise, because it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You can have the opposite, and you do see that in certain cases. Austin is one of those examples in Texas. You have a liberal paradise inside of a very conservative state. You can get away with that there because the state's not the overbearing, money-sucking bureaucracy that New York is.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Darcy. Great call. Let's see if we can sneak in one more call here. Let's welcome Ken in North Tonawanda. How are you, Ken?
Hey, good. You guys mentioned the earned income for the Roth IRA.
Yep.
And I have a Roth that I've had for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years, I funded it I'm a small business, so I ran at a loss. So I funded it out of savings, which is what you're not supposed to be doing. So, and my accountant didn't
hang up quick. Sorry, Ken.
What do you think I should do with it? I should move it. I mean, I shouldn't keep doing that.
Yeah, I would call Esther.
You've got to have some positive earned income. I'm not sure if it's all a loss, but you could pay yourself a small salary, enough to fund that Roth IRA, and still have a business loss on the other side. So
that's right.
You just got to have a good accountant.
Are you paying yourself a salary through that? I mean, the business is losing money, but is there a salary coming out of it?
Well, I am drawing a salary, but according to him, if the business isn't making any money, you know.
Well, it depends on how the business is structured.
But are you personally making money? Are you paying taxes on the distribution from your income?
Well, we're a partnership. There's two of us.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to see your tax return. If you're positive, so you're taking an income and you're paying taxes on that income.
Right.
So you should be fine. Yeah, the business is, you're just stripping the income out of the business, but that has nothing to do with it.
All right.
You should be fine.
Yeah, double check.
Double check, though. 632-7886, Esther Goulias.
I think what happened last year, I paid a $250 penalty because of it.
Ah, yeah.
Well, then if you don't have earned income, and you're not, you know, don't have taxable earned income, doesn't have to be taxable, I shouldn't say it. You have to have earned income.
Right.
So if you're showing a loss only on a business and not showing any income, then that would preclude you from funding the Roth.
We got to take a quick break, Ken. We got to let you go. We're going to breaking news here. All right, breaking news, News Radio 930 WBN.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The financial guys in Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money. It's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. Registered representatives with Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free 1-800-616-WBEN and cell calls are free at *930. Now, live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. And stick with News Radio 930 WBEN. Obviously, Tim Langer giving us an update on the possible ice storm here. And this is the place to be. So any breaking news, certainly keep WBEN on, whether you're listening online. By the way, you can listen to our show now through our website. So there's a listen live button on our website, of course, WBEN. And we'll keep you posted on the breaking news of a possible ice storm in the middle of April. So this is good. Fun. It's a fun thing. You want to hop aboard, 803-0930. Fun. What else can you say, right? It's fun. It's fun. Part of the global warming. It's good. A lot of hairspray in the air, I guess. We're going to wrap up some of the calls here, and we're going to switch gears. We've got April Hartloff and John Witkowski. We're going to talk banking and insurance in a little bit for the last 45 minutes of the show. But we will wrap up the calls here. By the way, the pothole contest. Go to our Facebook page. Post pictures of your street. The top five we're going to give $100 to the top five, $100 each. It's not going to fix the road, but it will allow your neighbors to maybe have a little bit of a happy hour party. We are going to bundle them up and send them to Mr. Poloncar. So we would really appreciate your help. Go to our Facebook page, The Financial Guys, and follow us on Twitter, at FinGuys. And, of course, if you need our help, 633-1515, 803-0930, *930. And if you want to text us, 3930. Let's welcome John in Rochester here. John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Yeah, global warming, isn't it? It's magnificent.
It is. It really is. It's climate change now. Climate change now.
Yeah, really. But, you know, we all know.
It is snowing in mid-April here. We're talking about going. By the way, the long-term forecaster does not look so hot. It's like high of 45 degrees. It's all part of it, though. It's all part. The global warming folks say it's all part of it. It's colder because it's warmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Common sense says, if you know your geologic history, most people do, we had major glaciers here. Where I'm sitting here in Rochester, we had a mile and a half glacier over my head 14,000 years ago, which melted without man being a factor. And it's the sun that's creating global warming. It's not man-made to any...
Well, I don't know where that warming part's fitting in, because it's certainly not here in Western New York.
Well, they gerrymandered the numbers too. Yeah. I mean, you can't forget that. So yes, it's the solar activity or inactivity that largely drives the variations of temperatures. But in order to fit the narrative to their agenda, they went back in time and they adjusted old temperature readings lower. So they went back to like the 1930s and 40s. They said, well, these were probably a little bit high. I mean, really, it was probably 3 or 4 degrees warmer than it really should have read. So we're just going to dial that back a little bit. And yeah, I know our average reading back then was 55, but it was probably more like 51. So now it looks more a lot warmer now because they made it cooler back then.
Well,
so
it's common core weather is what it is. Yeah.
It's a joke.
Well, there were a lot of scandals in doctoring data. Remember the
clearly
East Anglia University in England.
That's right.
Major documentation that was screwed up. They screwed the documentation up and falsely put in readings that made the case for global warming. And this went on in other situations. And I just saw there was a study I read this week. You guys probably didn't see it, but it was in USA Today that said that, as you know, the global warming enthusiasts are blaming carbon dioxide. They're calling carbon dioxide a toxin.
Yep.
Carbon dioxide is used to produce oxygen. That's what made our planet habitable, green planet-like. Now, the global warming enthusiasts were saying, well, there's not enough – apparently you need nitrogen to help that along, and there's not enough nitrogen in the atmosphere to produce enough oxygen and take out CO2. Well, there was a study recently done that's been debunked.
No.
There's a lot of nitrogen in the soils and also in rock formations in addition to the atmosphere. So green plant life can really turn much more CO2 than they previously thought in the oxygen, which debunks a lot of the theories about global warming. But did you read about that?
Was no.
Later anywhere? No.
No.
I do. I have to give USA Today credit. Usually they're a leftist publication, but on that they did publicize it on the back page. But it's
how are the roads out there in Rochester, John?
They're horrible.
Yeah.
They are horrible.
Unfortunately, I would say, well, you know what? You should post. I don't know if we'd pick you out in Rochester because we want to send it to polling cars. We want to keep it Erie County. But
you got to keep it Erie County.
You should definitely
true.
Post. We'd like to see what the roads are out in Rochester.
Wheel alignments in the last 3 years, it's unbelievable.
I know. What we should be doing is sending all the bills to Albany.
Well, listen, guys, keep up the fight.
All right. We'll see you, buddy.
You're on the right path. See you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll switch gears here a little bit, and we're going to talk some insurance. We'll talk banking here. John Witkowski and April Hartloff. April, you're old hat here now. You're a pro here now. So, John's new to the show, so we'll introduce John and April. We get back, and if you want to hop on board, 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, News Radio 930 WBN, and keep it here, locked to WBN for any breaking news with the weather. All righty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Here with you each and every Saturday, 1 to 3. This is the place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, whether it's retirement planning, health care planning, Medicare planning, insurance planning, 633-1515. We have certified divorce financial analysts or college planners, Social Security, whatever it is you need help with, we have a team of folks in place. If you just simply need to update your will, your healthcare proxy, we have an attorney in-house. So use our team as a resource, 633-1515. Like us on Facebook. A lot of stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook page. And follow us on Twitter, at FinGuys, at FinGuys. 3930, if you'd like to text in here, 3930. And don't wait till the end of the show, folks. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236. In studio with us, some special guests, and I'll introduce you first, John Witkowski. John is... with the international or independent, well, you tell us where you're with. I'm going to mess up your title here. I know. I will.
The president and CEO of the Independent Bankers Association of New York State.
Independent Bankers of New York State.
New York State.
That's a big title, man.
Well, it's a big state.
Now let's talk about your. It's a big state.
That's a good answer. I like the shortened version. Yeah.
Ivanese is the way it's.
Ivanese. Yeah. Yeah. Prior to that, though, in an old years ago, you were quarterback for the Detroit Lions.
Yes, I was.
I asked before the show, I said, is it okay to talk about that? And I said that because you didn't play for the Patriots. If you played for the Patriots, I'm not kidding you, we would have just lied about it.
We
would have nixed it, yeah.
That was about 60 pounds ago, but yeah, I was a quarterback in the NFL for 4 years. I got drafted by the Lions out of college and had a great 4 years, which was a lot longer. But.
You probably
what years?
84 through 89.
84 through 89. So you played. You were, I mean, a lot of years. Because most athletes, they make it a year or two. That's it, right?
I mean, right.
Yeah. You probably don't know this, but Glenn and I were actually going to be NFL quarterbacks. But we just didn't want to get hit. So
we're way too pretty.
You guys are way too pretty. But then again, they always tell me I have a great face for radio. So
we've had the chance to do some things with, you know, Buffalo Bills alumni and stuff. And there's two things I'm always amazed about with football players. One is that some of them are tanks. They're ridiculously huge. And I think to myself, if I was a quarterback, I wouldn't want to get hit by that guy, even if I knew he was coming, let alone if I didn't know he was coming. But then I'm always shocked that some of these guys are not that big. And I'm like, I could take him.
Right.
But
they're freak
really,
athletes.
They are. They're incredible athletes.
And it's amazing when you find out that these guys who are 6'5 and 275, 80 pounds can run a 4'4", 4'5", 40. And you don't have a 4.4, 4.5, 40, it's amazing how fast you become.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's hilarious. Chased by a bear, right?
Really, truly. It is being chased like a bear, bear. Unreal. Yeah, and the athletes today, I mean, and it's year after year after year, they just get better and the more training and the more, you know, yeah. It's really incredible.
It's become a very specialized sport. I mean, all of them have. But even in the last 25 years or so, every position has become much more specialized. And they start when they're 14 years old, 13 years old, and they kind of groom them for those positions. And it's just it's an interesting
concept. So now you're here in Buffalo. Are you a Bills fan? Can I ask that?
I am a Bills fan.
I'm
also part of the Bills alumni.
All right, cool. That's good. So let's talk a little banking here. How has the banking industry changed over the last bunch of years? I mean, really, I know, you know, one of the things Glenn and I have always preached about and really been frustrated with, because, you know, a lot of the banking rules sort of apply to the financial industry, is we've been regulated like crazy. And some of it we get, we understand why we were there, but it gets to the point in our industry you can't even breathe anymore.
You know, it's funny. It's over the last 10 years, I'd say, since 07, 08, obviously, overregulation, you know, the Durbin Amendment, all that has come in, and it's really made a big difference in how community banks, because that's what the Independent Bankers Association is all about. It's about community banks, $12 billion and under in assets. So the big banks are the M&Ts, the Bank of Americas, and the Citibanks and Chases. That's not people I do work for.
Right.
I work for the community banks in the rural areas of New York State and anything less than $12 billion in assets. But when you look at the regulatory environment and how they work with community banks, it's really crushing them because it's the resources, it's the money, it's the focus on the compliance and the regulatory side that's really hurting the community banks.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about this a lot, government intentions, government outcomes, right? I mean, the intention was, too big to fail. But all those rules, the same rules may apply to a bank that's got $100 million under management as opposed to billions of dollars.
Right.
And the billions of dollars, they can afford 8 compliance officers. $100 million,
right.
You're not doing that.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, the big guys have all the resources to hire those people. But I remember when they passed the Dodd-Frank bill, you know, they talked about potentially up to 2,000 small regional and community banks going out of business, and many of them sadly have.
Well, you think about over the last 10 years. I mean, when I was in banking, I think there was 6,500 community banks, and I got out about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and it's down to less than 5,000 now. So we've lost about 1,700 in the last couple of years.
So the whole spirit behind
bigger banks bigger.
Yeah, that makes the bigger banks bigger.
And, that's right.
To
be honest,
too big to fail makes them bigger. So the opposite impact of what they wanted.
And some of the smaller banks have combined and merged and done that as well. But you lose sight of what the community bank was all about.
Yeah.
Which was taking care of the people in the community, you know, working with, investing in, making sure the small businesses were still prevalent and all that. It's a difference.
They play a very vital role, right? I mean, it's hard as a small business to go get a loan from a Bank of America oftentimes. And so those small regional banks and those community banks play a vital role in providing that liquidity for small businesses and entrepreneurs, right? I mean, losing that is a big hit.
Glenn, there's no doubt about that. That is the most important thing about a community bank. And, you know, everything that goes on in those communities, you find we have banks starting from $80 million or $100 million in assets up to $12 billion. But every one of them are considered community banks because those branches and the presence they have in those communities are, it's vitally important.
We talked actually a little bit yesterday. We were shooting the bull, and one of the things you said was the banks have to start to be really, really creative because a lot of the revenue areas in the banks have really dried up.
Well, they've dried up in a lot of ways because they're so focused on the compliance and regulatory side. So they put their blinders on and make sure they're doing everything right. But the one thing they have less focus on is going out and generating additional revenue.
Yeah.
So now over the last 5 or 6 years, they've focused internally so much. Now they're trying to find ways to generate additional revenue.
Yeah.
Now they're going out and trying to be innovative, trying to be more, you know, technologically advanced, if you will. Some of the big banks, they have, like you said before, they have resources that can take this, take their software and technology to a different level. They have innovation groups and innovation rooms where community banks don't have the resources to do that. So you have to go and try to find those ideas and provide them to the community banks.
Yeah. Speaking of, other things that banks have done, I know, April, you've worked actually with different institutions and banks, and whether it's insurance or things like that, to try to help as a resource inside some of these banks. April Hartloff, by the way, head of TFG insurance arm when it comes to healthcare planning. And I know it's a crazy month for you. It's a crazy life for you. That is, when it comes to health insurance, it's always busy. It's always busy. There's always somebody who something happened, changing plans, all that stuff. Human resource directors are really shifting a lot of that to you, and that's going to continue.
Absolutely, I think that's becoming our role, is coming in and being a true consultant and taking some of that burden off the HR their plate. So I have been working with banks, because as John mentioned, they don't have a lot of resources. So we're coming in, we have a unique program with the independent bankers, Teladoc. It's a great resource to help for out-of-pocket.
Yeah, tell us about Teladoc.
And actually, TFG just rolled out our program too. It's on our website, thefinancialguys.com at the bottom. But Teladoc gives you 24/7 access to a U.S. board certified doctor for non-emergency items, for a consult, zero consult fee. You can call up the doctor, and they can prescribe medication if needed. And it's great because I would say the majority of my clients are in a deductible plan.
Uh-huh.
So now you're waiting, like, do I really want to go to the doctor? Because I know it's going to cost me $100.
And you know what's wrong. You know what's wrong a lot of times, right?
Mom knows best, but mom can't write prescriptions.
Right.
So where does Teladoc come into play? And if you look at the banker side, the majority of the workforce are women.
Yeah.
Who are the main caregivers of the family, the women. So now what's happening is those people are taking time off from work. And with the community of Teladoc, they don't have to.
So with Teladoc, I can call, I get a doctor, and I can talk to this guy with FaceTime. How's it work?
You can do FaceTime, phone chat. You can upload a photo. They can diagnose shingles, pink eye, poison ivy, rashes. It's a great resource, especially if you're not sure, do I really need to go to the doctor and spend that $100? It kind of, people are using it as a check and balance.
Yeah. And I know, by the way, just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, News Radio 930, WBEN, Place Where Money Meets Politics. Got some special guests in the studio with us, John Witkowski, and we're talking banking, and April Hartloff, insurance. Glenn, maybe you can share your story with Teladoc.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously nobody likes to go to the doctor, right? So having the ability to just pull up the kids, we have three kids, right? So we oftentimes the kids will get strep. And so it'll go from, you know how strep works in the house, right? One kid gets it, goes to the next one, goes to the next one. Well, you know, we had just gotten over a bit of another illness in the house. And, of course, the last thing we want to do during flu season when we know it's strep is to go back to the or into an urgent care facility and run the risk of getting something else. So we, my wife, I shouldn't say we, my wife, I had no partner really, but she was able to pull up the app on her phone and conference in with the doctor. It was like 60 seconds. She basically said, listen, we're already with our oldest child at the urgent care. They did diagnose it as strep, and our second child is exhibiting the exact same symptoms. Like, oh, no problem. Here's the antibiotic you need. They called it right into the pharmacy. She was in and out, off the phone in like, I don't know, 2 minutes or less, and went to the pharmacy, picked up the prescription, and never had to leave the house to take the kid, to my second daughter to the Emma.
Really, talk about time.
Emma to the doctor. So
we're time saved, money saved. Yeah. What does a program like that cost, though? That sounds expensive to me.
Exactly. That's when you hear that, you're thinking, what do you think? How much do you think, Mike?
A lot.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
$9.95 or $9.99 a month, and covers your entire family.
$9 a month. $9.99.
So that's less than 33 cents a day. You can cover your entire family, spouse, domestic partners, and children up to age 26, but you cannot cover domestic partner and spouse at the same time.
Gotcha.
So we do have some people that think they can cover both on the card, and you can't.
Wait a minute.
Or domestic partner or spouse.
Could you have both? I mean, isn't that like polygamy or something? That's not legal, right? Wait a minute here.
Sorry.
What exactly are we talking about here?
Glenn, I was going to ask the same question.
That's a whole different radio show. That's next week.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing, too, just to kind of piggyback what Glenn was saying with the Teladoc, people with their children out of the area for non-emergency, that's out-of-network on health benefits, which costs a lot more money, so that's where Teladoc would come into play.
Yeah.
It, whatever state you're calling from, you get a doctor in that state. So let's say you live in New York, but I'm on vacation in Florida, or my kid's away in school in Ohio and get sick, they could use the card and look at a doctor in that state that can write a script if they need it.
So hold that thought. When we come back, John, I want to go back to banking a little bit. I want to talk about technology and where you see the banking industry going and some of the new tools that are out there, okay? If you want to hop on board, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Stay with WBEN. Any breaking news, ice storm on the way. Stay with WBEN for any breaking news. And again, you want to hop on board here, 803-0930, *930. Like us on Facebook, folks. Follow us on Twitter at FinGuys. And our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget the THE. And if you want to find out more information on Teladoc, it's on our website, right?
Right at the bottom of the page.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Financial Guys, this is the place where money meets politics. Always an open mic session here. Hop on board 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236, and 3930 if you'd like to text us, 3930. And a special guest in studio, John Witkowski. We're talking about community banks and April Hartloff. We're talking about insurance. And I brought you on together because part of the theme was, you know, banks and the culture of the change in banks and adding more services, and this is just one of the services. Before the break, we were talking about a service called Teladoc, where you could actually call and get a doctor and get prescriptions, and instead of having to go to immediate care and all that stuff. I know I've spent a bunch of time, I have two little daughters, spent a bunch of time in immediate care. You had some success stories, actually. But I wanted to talk technology and have you bring out your crystal ball on where you think things are going in the future. But I did want you to share that story. By the way, Teladoc, you can now go to TFG Insurance website, right?
Yep, go to the financialguys.com website. At the bottom, click on it. You can enroll right on the spot for your entire family, and it's $9.95 a month.
Unbelievable. Less than $10 a month, and you have access to that. And Glenn shared a story just the other day, but for $10 a month, his wife was able to save all kinds of time and money, not to mention because I know with my health insurance, which is through us, but it's expensive, and I've got deductibles, and it adds up, you know, and not to mention the hour wait in immediate care so we can get cough medicine.
Yeah. That's right, and now you can save your dollars for true emergencies.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had a success story. But
yeah. We'll no, talk. I think that's we have a couple of banks that are using Teladoc, and one of the things that came out of it is it's a great employer benefit for their employees. You know, it's $10 a month. So if you have 100 employees at a community bank, it's $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Over 12 months, it's $12,000 a year that you can now, for part-timers, full-timers, you know, everybody at the bank, and they get a chance to use this technology instead of having to leave, find a replacement to take care of their, you know, their job or their role, and they could do it right from their office.
Yeah, and we'll think about this. I didn't think about this, but look, a lot of small business owners can't afford the health insurance. It's expensive, right? But this might be a benefit for $10 a month to say, hey, look, I'm trying to do something for you.
Exactly. Right. And so we can set it up, give us a call. We do a list build to the employer, super simple enrollment, and they can have their card instantly.
Yeah, what if they decide 8 months from now they don't want it?
We can cancel the group.
So they're not locked in for 20 years.
They're not locked in for 20 years. Exactly.
All right, 633-1515, by the way, 633-1515, if you'd like one of the professionals to come out and meet you. 803-0930, if you want to hop on the line here, 803-0930, and 1-800-616-9236. John, banking has changed tremendously. We were talking about regulations and the other thing is technology. I mean, you think about, our assistant at the front desk, McKenna, she asked me yesterday, I don't even know how we got on the subject, but I was leaving. She said, were there cell phones around when you were in college? I'm like, you smart aleck. <Alex." laughs> But no, there wasn't. So, yeah, thanks again. No, there wasn't. Everything was black and white when I went to school. But, I mean, when you think about banking and the old traditional, you know, there was, I mean, think about years ago, there wasn't ATM machines.
No.
There wasn't credit cards, none of that stuff, right? Where do you see the future of banking going? Well, and obviously it's technology driven, but where do you see it?
Well, there's a lot of banks now that are going to humanless branches. So you can walk in and have somebody on a video screen and have a full service ATM there, have a scanner and a electronic signature pad, and you can pretty much do anything at that point. And there's a group out there called Buffalo Pacific that does a 3D view of this with no glasses or anything. But when you walk in, it's a life-size eye-aligned contact with somebody live on the other side. It's a live conversation. And you can do any kind of banking experience you want from there. And that person can be in Plano, could be in Buffalo, you know, could be in Alaska. And you'll have a real live conversation with them, and it feels like you're sitting right across the table.
Yeah, it was funny. So we were talking yesterday, and Alan was saying, Alan and our part of our insurance team was saying, it's freaky.
Yeah, it is freaky. It is, but it's one of those things. Within the first 30 seconds, you're looking at it like it's Star Wars. Like we said that yesterday, you know. But it's
the Jedi Council.
But it's really something that it's engaging, and it's a great experience, and it's something that. It's coming down. You know, a lot of the big banks now, you look at the large banks, they have their innovation rooms out there where they've developed a flat screen and they have a small person come on and talk to you about it, which is, you know, again, kind of where we are. But this is more of a real live experience with a life-size person there looking at you. And they can
interact.
Oh, yeah. It's right? Interact. It's interruption. It's, you know, it's – and you're talking – and they're not looking at some little camera that's up on, you know, the top of their computer or whatever. They're looking at you wherever you are in the room. There's eye-aligned contact.
Yeah, I said years ago that, you know, the next phase of home building will include this type of technology where, you know, our office in Florida will have a Christmas party the same day as the office in Buffalo, and it'll feel like we're all there together. And then you walked in and said, oh, this is the technology we're going to be implementing in banking. I said, you stole my idea. That's my idea.
We'll bring you in on it.
That's
Jetsons.
Yeah.
Can we watch the Jetsons growing up?
I know. It's all about the flying car. And I need a flying
car.
Or to sit in a chair and get taken care of in the morning with your shower and your shave and everything else as you go through a conveyor belt.
But to your point, and as we started to talk about the banking industry and you started to talk about some of this technology that's going to be rolled out, you said, you know, think about this, though. Like the best healthcare person, April Hartloff, who I'm looking at here, but if we need her in Albany, instead of her having to drive all the way out there, we have this technology, and she feels and looks and can see me as I can see her, and it's all 3D.
It's all 3D, and it's all, like I said, no glasses, nothing. It's really, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. But you have your best salespeople. In any sales organization, any bank, the bottom 10 or 20% are never going to make it because they're not generating the revenue.
Yeah.
If you want to get somebody who's you know, get just like an advisor. If you have an advisor that's covering 6 or 7 branches.
Right.
Instead of them driving 7, 8, 9 miles to each of those branches, they can sit someplace and get multiple, you know, appointments done in a day.
Now, Glenn wants that for a financial guy's office, so you got to help us with that. He wants the Jedi Council.
I can lead you to the place. We got the Jedi Council for you.
We are going, by the way, to Toledo. Is that you have a bank branch there that is now implementing this technology?
Yeah, there's a portal out in Troy, Ohio, which is about 60 miles south of Toledo.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We have business partners in Toledo. So
yeah. So that's what I said. If you bring your business partners down to this portal in Troy, Ohio, you'll get some good feedback.
Now, this is going to surprise a lot of people. I've never seen Star Wars, so but I'm afraid if we take Glenn there, he will dress up.
Wow. I'm the second one who's never seen.
We got to.
I've never seen Star Wars either.
But I'm not going to get the outfit anymore.
Let's go out to the phone lines here. 830-930-930. Let's welcome Todd on the cell phone. Todd, how are you?
I am excellent. Question, or maybe just a little help. Mortgages. It seems like the smaller banks are easier to work with to get a mortgage if you got somebody that's on the borderline or just in general lately. Would you agree with that? Disagree with that? Well,
there are some absolutely the community banks are going to do everything they possibly can to help out people within their community, and they do stretch a little bit. They still have guidelines they have to go by, but it's not as cookie cutter as a large bank. They could work with you; they'll find a way to get it done. You know, the old adage is for community banks is find a way to get to yes for their customers. And they will work with you, but you know there's still some restrictions, and they got to be careful of what they do as far as the regulatory environment. A lot of the, you know, 10 years ago, the mortgage was the linchpin for every customer within their community. It's not that way anymore, based on the regulatory environment. So, but they will still work with you, and they certainly, if they keep it in their own portfolio, and they know you as a customer for a long time, they certainly will help you.
That's cool. Hey, Todd. Todd's a good buddy of mine, actually. So, Todd, you're disqualified because you're going to take pictures of my road in Alma to post on the Facebook page to try to win the $100. So,
I'll do it on my way home.
Post it before me.
Well,
all right.
Chris, I had to see my first Star Wars movie at 43 to make the wife happy. So, dodge that bullet if you can.
That sounds good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to hop on board, I can see the phone lines lighting up here, 803-0930. Whether it's healthcare and April Hartloff. By the way, if you're a small, medium-sized business, you need her help. If you have an existing plan but you feel like you're not getting the right service, use her as a resource, 633-1515. It's a free consultation. We'll talk banking. John Witkowski in studio with us, News Radio 930 WBN. And stay in touch with WBN here for any breaking news on the weather, okay? And we'll take a quick break. News Radio 930, WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Clown Wiggle Financial Guys. This is a place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 633-1515, 633-1515. Use our team as a resource. And look for our educational series, by the way. We're going to be going into the summer, into fall. We're going to be doing a monthly educational workshop. And it's 1 month it might be health insurance, health care. The next month it might be Social Security planning. The next month, college planning. But we're going to be unveiling the schedule relatively shortly here. So use this as a resource. Again, 803-0930, *930 if you want to hop on board here. 633-1515, 633-1515 if you need us throughout the week. And our website, thefinancialguys.com, whether it's resources like Teladoc, which April was talking about before. If you need, if you just have a specific financial question, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget the THE. Follow us on Twitter at FinGuys and, of course, Facebook. Like us on Facebook. And we are having a contest. Please post your pictures on pothole pictures on our Facebook page. And the top five, we're going to give $100 each to. The top five, and we are going to bundle them up and ship them over to Mr. Polenkar. So yep. The top five.
or just your washed out road. You know, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. If your road actually broke and fell into like a creek or something.
If it's just crumbling completely, that counts too.
Absolutely qualifies. We might even want to throw bridges in there, like some of the bridges that have actually fallen into the roads. And
sure.
We'll bundle it up and send it all. So make sure you do us a favor, like us on Facebook, and post your pictures because we are going to bundle them up there. If you want to hop on board here again, 803-0930-930. Before the break, actually, you know, maybe you can comment a little bit, John, on the John Witkowski, by the way, President, CEO of Independent Bankers Association of New York. What exactly is it that you do?
Well, similar to what you just talked about, the education part, that's one piece of what we do with the Trade Association. Again, for community banks and their employees, we do advocacy work with the legislator, both federal and state level. Most of our agenda is about education. We bring in partners. We bring in preferred partners. We bring in a lot of vendors and companies that can help our community banks because as an executive at a community bank, you get calls all over the place from different companies that want to work with you. So what we try to do at Ibanez is we vet those companies out, and we try to figure out which one's going to be best for the banks, the community banks in New York State. And we also put on a lot of programs during the course of the year, compliance, security, directors programs. We have a bank executive. We have a convention that bring people together, and we also bring speakers from all over the country at those. Actually, April's going to be speaking at our HR conference at the end of this month.
Are there dates or events that you'd want to throw out there that people might be interested in attending?
Well, the April 24th and 25th is the HR conference. It's a one-day conference in Pittsburgh, in Rochester. Then we have the second day is out in Albany. But, there's a number of different groups that you can find on our website, different events on our website, ibanez.net. If you have any interest in doing that, you can give us a call or contact us through our website.
All right, perfect. Let's go back to the phone lines here. If you want to hop on board, 803-0930-930. And definitely before the end of the show here, I probably wanted to talk to you about health insurance. You know, it's as much as I think the Trump administration has done on immigration and tax reform, really haven't done anything in pricing of health care, right? I mean,
this year, double digits.
Yeah,
I'm delivering bad news again.
I will
tell you, in a positive note, there's another player in our market, and other brokers aren't bringing it to the table. And there is a significant savings with this other provider. So I am coming to groups with that option this year.
Yeah, well, that's what's cool. That's what's great. I mean, look, you're unfortunately the bearer of bad news, but it is what it is, right? And you've got to shop it around, be proactive. New insurance companies come into the market all the time, right?
That's correct. And this is a carrier that hasn't been a player for about 10 years, and they're back in the small group market. And definitely we're taking a look at it.
All right, 633-1515 if you need her help. Bob from Elma, you must be talking about Girdle Road. Bob, I don't know. Maybe Girdle is as bad as my Olivia Reagan, my 11-year-old. So 10-year-old, she just sent me a text. She says, I'm winning that money.
Good kid. I love it.
Could be
Bullis
Road.
Could be a lot of roads.
Could be Windspear. Could be Windspear. Could be a lot of them out there.
A lot of them.
The good news is the town of Elma that I live in, they bought a new piece of equipment for $300,000 to move salt. And the old one worked just fine. So, no waste there. Let's welcome Brad in Wheatfield. How are you, Brad?
Okay, how about yourself?
I'm good.
Guys, I listen to your program as often as I can. I think you guys are awesome. I just wanted to chime in before we get off topic because, yes, potholes is a major problem right now. But I just wanted to chime in and tell you how great I think that Teladoc is. I have had experience with them, and if you have opportunity to sign up with Teladoc, then I encourage people to do that.
Yeah, and we have a link on our website. April, you talk, if you could just mention again what Teladoc is for the folks who are just turning in.
Teladoc is 24/7 access to a U.S. board certified doctor, consulting via phone. Do a video chat. You can upload photos for non-emergency conditions, cold, flu, sinus infection, rashes, pink eye. And the doctor, they're in the U.S., whatever state you're calling from, can prescribe medication if need be. And there's no cost consult fee. It's just the membership fee. It's $9.95 a month, covers your entire family.
Yeah.
So it's a great great, great program, and unlimited consults too.
Yeah, that's so you can go to the Financial Guys website, sign up for nine something a month. But if somebody has questions, concerns, they can also call you, right? 633-1515.
If there's business owners out there that say, you know what, wow, that sounds like a really awesome program, we can offer it to your employees, list bill that goes to the employer. You can pick it up on all your employees, and it's simple. So give us a call. If it's something you're looking at the website and you have interest, give me a call.
Yeah.
633-1515.
Ton of small businesses out there that just cannot afford health insurance, but this could be, you know, the in-between. And I'll tell you, hey, look, I can't give you everything. It's $1,300, $1,200 an employee, but for $10, maybe I can afford it.
Exactly. I work with a lot of seasonal companies. Think about it. You got these landscapers, construction workers. They can do a consult on the pickup truck.
Yeah. 633-1515. Hey, Brad, thanks. Well, I can give you the final thought here. I'm sorry, Glenn.
As a consumer, it's an amazing time saver. Throw a little background out there. I'm susceptible to sinus infections, which you just brought up. People that get them, they know. It feels like you get kicked in the face by a horse. But if you call on the phone, they spend more time gathering your information, probably about 8 minutes, gathering all your information, and then they say at the end of the phone call, do you need to use this service right now? And you say yes or no. And if you say yes, it's like within 5 minutes, a doctor calls you and just takes care of you immediately. And I mean, to send a script to your local pharmacy or whatever you need to do, it really is an amazing service. And I listen to your show a lot, and you were talking about this, and before you get on to potholes and everything, I just wanted to chime in on this and say how great it is. So,
well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Thank you for being a listener as well. That means a lot to us. So, hey, April, how much does it cost to go? I think it was like $75 to $150 to go to an urgent care typically.
Well, urgent care, you're talking more about $250. If you have a deductible plan. Doctor, $75 to $100.
Gotcha. So within one, maybe two visits, or in the case of an urgent care, like a half a visit,
exactly.
You're even.
You've got it paid. So one time use of the card, it pays for the card. So think about it when you call. Do you get into your doctor's office same day?
Yeah.
Typically
no.
Not.
No.
I've been trying to get into my doctor's office for 2 years. I can't even get him to pick up the phone and take my call. I'm not even sure he's still open.
But then you think about it, Glenn, those urgent cares are open during the day now. Why is that? Because you can't get into your doctor's office.
That's
urgent
right.
Urgent care used to be after hours. They're not
That's
open
right.
after hours. They're
That's
open
right.
during the day now.
Exactly.
When you come to your doctor's office.
Yeah. I'd be willing to spend twice as much just for the convenience of not having to go there and wait in the lobby and then, all the rigmarole of spending an hour or more dealing with it.
Right, and it's just not you going. Let's say it's the mom and you got one kid that's
right.
sick and you have three other kids. You're taking, there's four of you
going. Screaming in the lobby.
And now you're in the waiting room, right? And so now you're in with really sick kids. And so now you went there with your one kid and now everybody got sick.
That's right. So. Yeah. By the way, let's read some of the text here. Which Star Wars character is Glenn? I don't know. I said
Yoda?
I didn't watch. I did Yoda. So the next one is Mike. You've never seen Star Wars. I've lost a lot of respect for your judgment. I'm really, I'm truly sorry about that. Maybe
I love Star Wars. I've seen them all. So
yeah.
I love Star Wars.
Yeah, that's
I don't know
hilarious.
How you could not have seen Star Wars.
I don't never Return of the Jedi. None of it. But I was a different kid. I never played video games. Never got into any of that stuff. So
you're Amish.
I was Amish. Hence my Amish road now. I'm back
That's
to
right,
my roots.
Exactly.
I'm back to my roots. Well, look, April, real quickly here before the top of the hour, anything different with health insurance that you can see as far as pricing goes? Anything, I guess what concerns are out there? What potholes? No pun intended. Do you see in the health insurance? What concerns you, I guess? And what do you see? I guess what's concerning the employers, as they call you?
The unknown costs.
Yeah.
Putting these plans in. Education. A lot of employers get nervous about making plan changes. So I come in and I take that right off their plate. And we educate. I think that's the key, making any type of changes, because it's human nature. People don't like change.
Yeah. I think one of the concerns, too, I think a lot of business owners think, well, if I'm going to call in April, I need to have 100 employees, 200 employees. Not the case, right? I know you help a lot of companies out there with 20, 30 folks, 50 folks.
Right. Any size up to 100 is called community rates, so we can shop the market very easily. So give us a call. It doesn't matter if it's not even your renewal. It's a good time to look anytime.
Yeah.
And give us a call, and I would come in, kind of just fact find and show you what the options are.
Yeah.
In the market.
And what if I'm happy with my plan, but I'm just, I think I'm happy with the insurance company, but I'm not happy with my agent? I'm not getting calls back. I'm not getting service. I mean, as you've been doing this a long time, you know that the best you can do, you know, the best insurance companies, best everything, stuff's going to happen, right?
Right. So that's where we come in, back to basics. You can make a change. You authorize the change to our agency, and we're there to help you from A to Z. And we provide that special customer service to your employees. Because what happens, usually these employees are going to the HR manager, and we become the liaison, and they can call us direct. So that's what we do. That's different than other brokers in the market. So if you're unhappy with the current people you're working with, give us a call. The premium stays the same, but now you have myself and the team that's behind me.
Yeah, 633-1515. I appreciate you two spending some time with us. When do you think that new 3D technology is going to come and hit Western New York? I mean, when do you see it?
You guys pick it up right now. We can start it right now. maybe your new building.
Yeah, we will be moving, by the way. Let's note to listeners, we financial guys with our growing insurance arms, our growing departments, Social Security, Medicare. The divorce department is growing. 50% of the country getting divorced. So we're moving into a bigger space and growing, and we thank all of you for that. So we'll keep you posted on the move. But appreciate you two spending some time with us today.
And yeah,
thank you very much.
I know you're going on TV with me, right? WGRZ, when is that? 2-3 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. You can see I just show up. My life is planned. Between my wife telling me, here's what you're going to wear, here's what you're going to eat, and Sue in our office saying, here's your schedule. Without them, I don't know where I'd be. I'd be lost. All right, Frank saying wrap it up. Esther Goulias, the tax lady up on deck. Good time of year for Esther, huh? It's almost over. She's smiling because she knows that it's almost you're almost there, Esther, almost there. 632-7886 if you need her. Any final thoughts, Glenn? We've got about 20 seconds left.
Yeah, just stay tuned to WBEN Afternoon. As a storm rolls in here, they'll keep you up to date with news conferences, weather updates, and things like that. So don't turn the dial. Stay right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right. And for all of you folks, global warming will be here any day now. Now, look forward to summer. It's on its way. Give it 30, 40, 60 days. We'll be here. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We'll see you, financial guys. Take care. God bless.